AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and French President François Hollande promised to step up the international campaign against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq.
It cannot be tolerated. It must be destroyed. And we must do it together.
Meanwhile, Turkey says two planes violated its airspace before one was shot down and crashed in Syrian territory. Turkey's military says the planes ignored numerous warnings before the Turkish jets opened fire. Russia claims its warplane was over Syria. A Chicago police officer denied bond after being charged with murder in the shooting death of a 17-year-old black teenager more than a year ago. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez says Officer Jason Van Dyke was one of eight police officers who responded to reports of a man armed with a knife. She notes Van Dyke was the only one to open fire on Laquan McDonald.
Laquan McDonald never spoke to the officers, never responded to their numerous verbal commands to drop the knife. The first responding officer stated that they did not see the need to use force against McDonald when they encountered him and that he began running away.
A judge previously ordered the city to release by tomorrow a squad car dash cam video of the shooting. Minneapolis police arrest a second man in the overnight shootings of five protesters near a police precinct. Police described him as an Hispanic man. A white man was arrested earlier. None of the protesters suffered life-threatening injuries in last night's shooting. They have been demonstrating outside the precinct in the wake of the police shooting death of 24-year-old Jamar Clark. A 20-year-old Oakland, California man is charged with murder in the killing of an artist who was working on an anti-violence mural. Authorities say Marquise Holloway is being held without bond. Antonio Ramos had been working on the mural on an Oakland freeway underpass in September when he was gunned down during an apparent argument. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 33. This is AP Radio News. Stores are already in the holiday shopping mode. Julie Walker with more.
Retailers are already giving shoppers some great pre-Black Friday sales, including up to 50% off online and in-store. Yet the National Retail Federation's Kathy Grannis-Allen says they're still saving some deals till the actual day.
Black Friday is different, but it's not dead. We're still expecting millions of consumers to come out and shop online on Black Friday and retailers to match their call with a lot of great deals and promotions.
And their survey found 135 million shoppers plan to spend in stores and online over the holiday weekend. Julie Walker, New York.
Job worries drive down consumer confidence. The Conference Board says its index dropped by nearly 10% from 99.1 to 90.4 this month. Fewer expect pay increases, and the percentage describing jobs as plentiful declined to just under 20%. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.